What's going on? Hey, episode 113 of the Johnny Boy Studios podcast, where every day this week leading up to my birthday, I am publishing a fresh episode of the podcast. And today I wanted to share with you guys a journal entry that I had. I believe journaling is a great way to kind of clear your mind, kind of put things into perspective to help you. Even if it's content creation, journaling can help you big time with content creation. But what happened with this particular journal entry, I had someone who was associated with someone I was doing business with. I'm trying to be vague on purpose. So I was doing business with person A. And person B was associated with them. And person B, I felt like behind the scenes was trying to do some nefarious activity. I felt like they were trying to influence person A in our dealings, and that they were trying to do like bait and switch, and they were trying to kind of get a fast one over on me. I saw what was happening and it was bothering me. And I had to take a step back and say, even if they were to try and take some of the things I do and do them themselves, they would never be able to execute in the way that I do. They can't duplicate me. And that's where this whole journal entry started. And in truth, it's probably going to become a YouTube video one day. But they can't duplicate me is what I titled it. And I don't normally use titles on my journal entries. It's normally just the date. And then I just start writing. It's like a consciousness flow and let that all get out. And then what comes out goes down on the paper. But for this particular one, I felt it was important to frame it as they can copy what I've done, but they can't duplicate me. And that's what I wrote. So it's about a page and a half. I'm just going to read it to you as it is here on this paper. They can't duplicate me. They didn't spend 13 plus years in the live event industry working every day in print production, graphic design, and project management. They didn't run a multi-million dollar department while handling vendor relations, negotiating contracts and budgets, overseeing incredibly complex installs, and pulling off miracles while everyone around you crumbled. They didn't do events for clients like Hewlett Packard or HP, Isagenix, Warner Brothers, Sony, Blue Microphone, NBC Universal, 20th Century Fox, Specialized Bikes, Crayola, Brembo, Academy of Art, LinkedIn, Hitachi, Red Cameras, Roland, Toshiba, Travis Matthews, Shimano, Panasonic, and more. They haven't shot with Michael Scanlon, Kaylin Hughes, Nick Tobel, Eric Gomet, Wyatt Dorian, Steven Deller, Mark Romano, Nick Perillo, Keith Kirkwood, Steven Siam, Kyle Kellner, Ramiro Leal, Aiden Gal, and more. They haven't been to Free the Dream with Cliff Ravenscraft or the Smart Conference, the Smart Money Conference, Entree Leadership Conference, and Building Wealth Conference with Dave Ramsey. They don't have a coach in Chris Pavone, former WWE pro wrestler, or a photo mentor in Waleed Azami, celebrity photographer, or a mastermind with a programmer, a digital marketing expert, a travel agent who understands direct sales, and a former teacher who understands communication and leadership. They have not spent the last 4 years partnered with one of the leading footwear and apparel companies in the nation, working with their marketing team, learning copywriting, visual marketing and merchandising, file management, client relations, contract negotiations, and even more about print production. They have not taken Financial Peach University from from Ramsey Solutions, or 40 Days to Profit and Step Pricing from Walid Azami, and countless courses from Pat Flynn and Team SPI of Smart Passive Income about branding, marketing, affiliate marketing, YouTube, pricing, podcasting, and more. They did not fully produce a wall calendar on their own, including coordinating 7 schedules over 2 weekends, 4 venues, multiple outfits, multiple lighting cues, doing all of the principal photography, all of the editing, all of the layout work, handling the production, order, and fulfillment. Also the landing page, setting up an Etsy page, marketing these, putting together a YouTube video, and spreading the word. They may have done 1 or 2 or 3 or even 4 of these things, but they have not done all of these things collectively. They may have shot a few of the same people I have, taken a course or read a book that I have, but they do not have the same life experiences, the same conversations, the same relationships I have. And because of that, they cannot duplicate me. My network is my unique advantage, and the relationships I have built over the years allow me to call on some very smart people, some very powerful people, some very influential people for advice, guidance, encouragement, and motivation in my life and in my business. I cherish my network. I feel honored to be connected with the people I am connected with. Because I treat my relationships with a high level of respect, they continue to be my network. And that is my unique advantage. And that's the end of the journal entry. And I wanted to share that with you just because I want to say very simply, you've heard the phrase, your network is your net worth. My network is my unique advantage. Where my creativity is my superpower, I can learn so many things, and I have such a creative network. I have such a diverse network. I'm connected with multimillionaires. I'm connected with CEOs. I'm connected with people who have built huge entrepreneurial empires. I'm connected with, I try to name drop very little other than people I've actually brought onto the podcast. But I'm connected with some incredible people. And when I need advice, when I really want to put something to the test and I have a really deep question, I'm able to plug in to incredibly smart people, incredibly knowledgeable people in different industries. I'm connected with someone who is an absolute brilliant marketer. I'm connected to someone who is the CIO of a financial institution. And if I said the financial institution, you would know them. They're an investment opportunity. Think of like Robinhood or Acorns or something like that. If I said it, you would recognize it. But I'm connected to the CIO of one of these businesses. I'm connected to restaurant owners, caterers. I'm connected to people who own their own automotive shops. I'm connected to public speakers. My network is my unique advantage. And the more I plug into my network, the more my network plugs back into me. And that is really the gist of this episode. Your network matters. Who you associate with matters. Who you surround yourself with matters. I am blessed to have an incredible mastermind group. I am blessed to have an incredible family and some close friends who want the best for me. I am blessed to be able to do business and to do life with some people who you just spend an hour talking to them and you come away feeling motivated and encouraged that you can conquer the world. Like, you can charge the gates of hell with a water pistol. That's my network. And it's one that I have intentionally built over the years and one that I'm proud to have today. So for this episode, I would just challenge you to look around at who you are associating with. Look around who you're connected to. And I don't just mean a connection on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or LinkedIn. I'm saying, who are you actually connected with? And if you don't like your circle, change it. There's a saying out there, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Look at who you're spending the most time with. That's really what it will boil down to. My network is a unique advantage for me. But the joy or the good news is that your network is your unique advantage for you. And if it's not a good, you know what? I just said that backwards. Your network is unique to you. And if it's not an advantage, then you need to change your network. That's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Johnny Boy Studios podcast. I am Johnny. Go out, create a great day.